We're back with another episode of Daddy Issues. Up in this.
Yeah, man.
We got Remo Mills.
What's happening?
Filling in for DC.
All the way from Richmond, Virginia, man.
Yes, some of the best sketches in the game.
Yeah, man.
Hey, the sketches be good.
Our quality sketches.
Yeah, that'd be funny, man.
How many kids you got, Remo?
Three.
Yeah.
Three, yeah.
Which one's your favorite one?
I don't have a favorite one, but the dopest one.
Oh.
I love them all equally.
That's not what I asked you. I didn't ask if you loved them all equally. All
right, look, I'm trying to give you the political answer.
I say, what's man, we don't get political. Are they watching this?
You get in trouble every week.
I think my youngest, my daughter, is like, she wants to do comedy, so she kind of like abundant me. Yeah.
How old are your kids? How old are they?
So it's 10, 12, and 17.
Girls and boys?
Yeah. Oldest one is 17, and two girls. I said older one's 17. Oldest one is a boy.
Boy.
And then two young ones, a girl.
Gotcha. Okay, you had a big gap in there.
Oh, yeah, man. Started over. Yep.
That's what's up, man.
I know, man.
How's that?
It's dope, man. It's dope, man. I'm learning a lot about myself through my kids. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, man. My son is... He like more laid back.
Mm-hmm. So he be chilling.
Yeah,
he brought him big to Kentucky.
Chilling. Yeah.
He was chilling up in
he
there.
He was big chilling, man. I was kind of mad at him, though. I wanted him to come to that second show on Saturday. And he was like, nah, I'm going to go ahead and play games at the hotel. I'm like, bro, I want you all out here to bond. Go ahead with your little jokes. I think he was ran off by the heckler chick, though. Like, it was two hecklers that night. Because the second one was trying to help you, the dude from Chicago. And, like, every time you kept saying something, you go, yeah, Chicago, yeah. My son was like, this what y'all go through? I don't want to be a part of it.
But I missed that girl that got thrown out. Yeah. I didn't see none of that. I didn't even hear it.
Oh, somebody got tossed?
Somebody got tossed.
Yeah, she was on B. Lou from the get-go. Because she was drunk. She came in. She put her feet up all up on other people. It was just like, fuck this place. She had her drink.
Shit.
She had like an Erykah Badu rap on. So damn. I don't know if she was woke. I was like, bro, she is just wow. But
so she got kicked out before Tony even got on stage?
Yeah, she got kicked out before Keenan got on
stage.
Damn! Oh, okay.
How you get kicked out during the first two
her
spots?
Her boyfriend left. Like, I'd say B-Lou's up there about 5 minutes. Her boyfriend got up and stormed out. And he had that this shit again type. And so
they got into it in the car on the way to the show.
Yeah.
I just told you, hey, that's enough.
She probably fell asleep, though. She ain't hear shit.
You think she was drunk?
Hell yeah, she was drunk. Yeah, she was like Heineken up when she was in there.
Damn.
Taking
them. I miss all of that.
I was like, wow.
Damn. And so by the time she got kicked out during your set?
No, she got kicked out. So she was already kind of loud before B. Lou got on stage. So once B. Lou got on stage, you know what I'm saying? You know he talking shit. Yeah, what's going on? And while he talking, she was like, ha ha, yeah, I know that's right. And so we was kind of like, all right, just chill. But she just kept going. It was like she kept trying to interact with Brandon. And it was like,
damn. How you not making through the hoax?
Oh, man, my
that's
son.
A small venue, too.
Never seen that.
That venue's small, so it's like, hey, man.
And my son was just sitting there taking it all in. He's like, this is what you go through?
Was that the first show?
Yeah, that was the first one.
Ooh, early with it.
That's wild.
That was the first show of the weekend?
No, that was Friday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was Friday.
You wasn't there Thursday?
Yeah, I got there Thursday. I pulled up Thursday.
Oh, but he didn't come Thursday.
Yeah, so he wanted to stay in the hotel on Thursday.
Oh, gotcha.
I gave him the option on Thursday.
Yeah.
On Friday, I was like, bring your black ass out. You know what I'm saying? He made me go to the little Chuck E. Cheese type joint. I forgot what the name.
Buster's?
No, it was something
Peter
else.
Piper? Round Table?
I can't remember the name
Showbiz
of it.
Showbiz Pizza?
Crimwood Hawkins?
Crimwood Hawkins?
God damn. No, it was someplace where it's like a CC's Pizza in the front and then like a Chuck E. Cheese in the back.
CC's Pizza was clutch.
You like that, dude?
It was clutch because it was cheap.
Yeah.
It was $3.99 all you can eat.
Oh. We needed that. It was not good.
I did not like Chuck E. Cheese.
This was like the 2000s. When we was in college, we had a CC's Pizza. It was like $3.99, all you can eat.
What?
Close it down. We was in there.
$3.99?
They couldn't make any money. Yeah.
They just must serve fries.
No, it was pizza there. Sweet pizza, dessert type joints.
It was salad.
Now, mind you, it's $3.99.
I mean, no doubt the pizza's trash. It had to be like a Ritz cracker with some cheese on there.
When you broke. We was delicious at 399. We was like, man, it don't get no better.
Right, you ain't try one of those?
It don't get no better. Clinking the slices, clink, clink. Big clinks.
Jeez,
at that price,
man, bro? I forgot about them until you just mentioned that.
Yeah.
Y'all went down to KFCville.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, that was an experience.
Wait, what is that?
They went to the first KFC.
Yeah, oh. That's what he wanted to check out.
Yeah.
So if I knew about Louisville,
I don't give a damn about your jokes.
Yeah.
I want that fried chicken.
Man, we went there. That joint was crazy. Like, we were the only black people out there.
I felt the tension.
I felt the tension. We were sitting in the little lobby joint. It's like older white couple was about to go sit in the lobby, and my son was just sitting in there, and he's like, damn, it ain't nowhere to sit. I'm like, it's a whole lobby. He just turned around and went on the other side.
Damn.
I was like,
I'd be like, you damn right ain't nowhere to sit. Yeah. Spit on the ground.
He picked a safe bet.
Part of me wanted to follow him. I was just like, go sit where you sit.
What city was that in Kentucky?
It started with a C. It was trash.
let me Google it.
Cornville.
I just know I ain't going back.
They were saying that this is a sundown town.
I felt it.
Is it still like dark, like super dark in there?
Corbin, Kentucky.
Corbin sounds like some bullshit. Corbin, Dallas.
I went there once. It looks like it's weird though.
Yeah,
it's like a little small little section where it's like they have a area where he like sat or something, like a chair. Yeah. I don't know. It was extremely dark when we went. That made it even worse. So.
Oh damn.
It was like we went in there. It was raining super hard. We went in there and I was like, this doesn't feel like it's inviting. It's like
that's the beginning of a horror movie or a thriller.
Yeah. Like, it's all brown and like these lights. It's all like I was like, nah, bro, we got
it. Four black people showed up in the car with tinted windows and KFC and Corbin at night.
Did y'all get some chicken?
Yeah, my son ate a whole bucket.
Oh, snap. Oh, original recipe?
Yeah.
That original recipe is good to me.
Yeah.
I haven't had it in so long.
I got some fries.
Did y'all take it to the car? Did y'all sit right there in front of all the white people?
No, I couldn't do it. I couldn't put my son on the line like that.
Because
he had determination. He's like, I'm going to eat a whole bucket. I was like, bullshit. He said, get it.
How many
like,
pieces in the bucket?
What is it, like eight? Yeah, oh, he went for it.
So it's one bird for the most part.
Yeah,
no,
and fries.
Then, right?
He went in.
Did you get two breasts, two legs, two wings?
Yep. Two thighs.
Yep. And it was
two wings.
Yeah.
It's one bird.
Yeah.
He ate a whole chicken.
I can eat a bird, though.
Yeah, I can eat a chicken.
Bird is light work.
I can't.
I thought it was like a bucket was just mad. Like,
that's why
16 pieces in there.
Yeah.
I couldn't do a bucket. That's too much. Two titties is too much already.
Yeah. You're soft. Them breasts going to take you down, though.
Yeah.
You got nothing to wash.
A little strawberry.
You need to wash down on the breasts, man.
KFC got sauce? They have sauce, people? I don't remember.
They hot sauce used to be good, though.
Yeah. I don't remember.
I didn't know they had sauce. Just that bucket makes me hungry. Just looking at the bucket itself with the grease stains.
It used to be good. I don't know.
I think it's people just started trying other stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, KFC was
good.
Yeah, it was.
I had Cane's this week for the first one. Sorry, Tony.
Cane's is popular.
The sauce, but I did it with the
you can do it unfried. Mm-hmm. It's called I think it's called like a naked chicken, something like that.
Oh, they disrespectful.
I don't know
how did you do that?
They'll still put it in the grease. They just won't bread it. It's unbreaded.
Oh, ain't no purpose.
It was good though. I was like, oh, this is good.
I tried it once. I gotta try it again because I was like, I can't believe y'all were lining up for this shit.
Exactly. Cane's is, I remember the first time I had it, I thought it was amazing.
Serene loved it.
But I remember I was like, I think it's the sauce. And I tried it again. I was like, it was the sauce that I had.
I felt like I could do that at home though.
Serene loved
it. Yeah. Then that appealed to me.
When I did Cane's, I was like, I can do this. I was like, it's good. I was like, but I can do that.
Yeah.
I want something I'm like, ain't no way in the world I can
make. I could never match it.
Some people were saying like Cane's was better than Zaxby's. I was like, hell no.
I still never had Zaxby's.
Where's the one at?
It started in like outside of, I think, Athens.
I heard it's
but
it's overrated.
It's overrated?
It's like hit or miss. Sometimes. It used to be really, like every time you go there consistently, it was consistently good.
Is there one near you, Remo?
Yeah,
there's a few of them. Have you had like it often that you can be like, oh, it's
I had it a couple times and I was like,
Nah. They got better? Canes, I think they got Popeyes canes out is, in Richmond now.
Yeah, they got that. Yeah.
I was like, what the? It's crazy.
I wonder if it matters if you're from a place, like, if it's overhyped or whatever. Like, when people be like, In-N-Out, I'd be like, eh.
Yeah,
I mean, there my whole like.
I but tried Canes when I was in Atlanta. I went down there and I was like, let me just try this. I heard Ricky Smiley bragging about it. Like, yeah, this shit good. And I went. I was like, hated it.
Yeah. So, I don't know if it's necessarily that because I stand behind Harold's Chicken.
Yeah,
and we was raised on that.
The one out here, you is in it Chicago. The same?
Have you tried the one out here?
No.
You ever tried it?
I don't want to eat it.
I think
it
they
here.
Opened up. I was already vegetarian.
Yeah.
They opened up. So I don't know. I don't know.
I don't want to eat it here. I want to go to Chicago.
Yeah, yeah. Harold's Chicken, I never got tired of it. Like when people be like, I came to Harold's, I'm like, you should.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, but yeah, like for certain places in Chicago, I can't think of a place where I was just like, I don't get what the hype is.
Yeah.
I don't have no mindset like that.
When Zaxby's came to Richmond, it was just a big thing. Because I remember I was with my ex, and she was just like, oh, we got to go to Zaxby's. We got to go to Zaxby's. I'm like, no, don't. It's overrated. Just
they got biscuits?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a sandwich they had, the little chicken sandwich.
A kicking chicken?
Something
sandwich.
Like, yeah, yeah.
It's like Texas crazy. Toast with like basically chicken fingers in the middle. Nope. They can put a sauce and stuff on it. I like that shit.
All
too.
Right.
Yeah, that sounds good. Everybody said, oh. Yeah.
Is that an X or Z?
Yeah. Yeah.
Say
fuck what Remo talking about.
I think it's worth a try. Like, honestly.
I want to try.
Man, we ain't buying Remo's store.
Texas toast with chicken.
Don't worry about it.
The problem is, it's just when you go to a place that's hyped, your expectations are too high.
That's what it is.
It just it don't matter where you're going to go. Your expectations are way too high.
Sonics did that to me. All the commercials make me. I'm
like, it's going to be the best chili dog of all time.
It's the slushies, man.
Sonic is crazy. They had it in Bakersfield. I used to eat it all the time.
Yeah, their menu is like nuts. It's just a lot of stuff.
I got a blue drink there and they got pineapples in it.
Yeah. Tater tots with
I like the slushies be like cherry with the strawberry in there and all this stuff. We got the little pieces of pulp. I'm like, I fuck with it.
Yeah. I like
my garbage. Bojangles.
Yeah, I never had Bojangles.
When I was in Virginia, I definitely had Bojangles about 2 times.
They got good biscuits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Them Jones Club.
Zaxby's don't have biscuits. One of them places don't have biscuits. I think
Zaxby's has biscuits. They don't do
Bojangles got biscuits.
Bojangles definitely.
You know, yeah, you might be right with Zaxby's. With Bojangles, definitely. And the Bowberry biscuits.
I haven't tried those.
Jones had a hold on me one.
The Bowberry. Bowberry.
I would choke a love on for Bowberry
biscuits. What's
him
Bowberry biscuits?
This is blueberries. And
I feel like they would have it in New Orleans.
Let me see.
And then I'd be like, does it matter where you try stuff? Because like people tell me all the time that Popeyes in Louisiana tastes different than Popeyes nationwide. And I was like, I wonder if you got to go to original where it's from before they start franchising out and, you know.
It makes a difference.
Maybe. It depends on the kind of restaurant, though.
I know KFC in Trinidad tastes better than any KFC
I've heard.
They put their own seasonings and then they got sauce. What is it called? Sauce. Hey, whatever they say.
Sauce.
Keon's whole stomach was like,
you talking about the food. God. I was like, man.
Yikes.
That's delicious.
I don't think In-N-Out is overrated anymore. I think it's overhyped for sure. Yeah. But I think it's good.
It's not bad.
But when people do the, you got it, like, then it's like, it's not worth that hype at all. Yeah. But I go like, it's a solid
It's good. It's definitely good.
But it's good.
The fries are terrible, but the burgers are good.
People like, what are you
You
got to
get
fries?
The fries fresh.
No, they're fresh.
They're terrible. Like when I used to make them myself, they were.
I appreciate that they're actually made out of potatoes. Yeah,
me too.
That they're fresh. But
but Five Guys is better than me.
Five Guys
fries are, oh my God.
The burgers and fries.
Yeah, everything's better.
I like how they pour the fries at Five Guys.
They just threw it in the bag. Yeah.
Hey, like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Your order ready.
Yeah.
You following them? I think that's partially because In-N-Out always has a long line.
Packed.
And Five
every
Guys,
time.
Every never time seen you get there, two people, you're like, all right, they're going to hook me up.
Is there a Five Guys with a drive-thru?
I don't know. I haven't seen one.
I swear they always be like in the little, you know, little shopping thing. Yeah. I don't think I've seen a Five Guys with a drive-thru.
Yeah, In-N-Out is always a line, and then I just be like, I appreciate the freshness. I appreciate it's good, but I just
it's
be
good.
Like, people be like, you got it. And I'm like, no, you don't. Yeah.
Get it animal style.
I'm like, y'all never had grilled onions before? Like, calm down.
I'm not even a fan of
onions. I would think In-N-Out is pretty cut and dry. Like, what you can order.
It's very basic.
No, working there, you would think that.
Yeah.
You would think that, but people find a way to make it. I was the most irritated worker in and out history. And I didn't give a shit because I knew they wouldn't fire me.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're supposed to be pleasant and stuff. And when people got done, after a long shift, because when you're the only one, it was only three of us that were 18. So you have to work the night shifts because nobody else can do it because of the laws.
Yeah.
So people would come through and they'd be the moms and suburban moms and shit. Do you guys have nuggets? And I'd be like, are you looking at the menu? And they'd be like, yeah. I'd be like, you see nuggets? No, then we ain't got nuggets.
Right.
And they'd be like, oh, I guess you're right. Yeah, I'm like, I know. It's a burger or cheeseburger or a double cheese. It's simple. How are you fucking this up?
It is three
options. Can I get a cheeseburger but with no cheese? So you want a hamburger? No, right. I want a cheeseburger. No, get out of my line. Get the fuck out of my line.
You can't get out. She got to the front.
I remember I had a standoff with somebody I was working the front desk. And he's like, I want a cheeseburger with no cheese. I said, so you want a number three? He said, no, I want a number two with no cheese. I said, so you want a number three? And he said, no, I want it. I said, look at this menu. Stare at it.
Right.
And I just stood there. And he stood there. And then we had like that, like the P. Diddy stare. You know what I mean? I was just sitting there. And then he was like, oh yeah, I was like, I know, and I already put it in. So just, yeah. I'm not doing this. Like, I can't handle stupidity when a menu's so simple. This ain't Jack in the Box. This ain't.
They've never changed their menu.
It's never hasn't changed in 50
years. Why would they add bacon? That's all I want them to do. If they add bacon, bro, then I give them all the hype in the world. I would wear In and Out hats and shirts. I give them all the hype. Bacon. Oh man,
hats and shirt?
Oh, I'd be in there. I'd be right, the draws. Come on.
I don't think they can do bacon because
In and Out condoms because you know In and Out. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm in there. I'm like, just add bacon.
I don't think they can do it because they're so fresh. I don't know how they can keep the bacon.
That's fine.
Next time, make some bacon and take it with me to In and Out.
Sprinkle it on. Yeah, bring your own bacon, Chad. Come on, put it in your pocket. Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's what I do. Right.
Little raw pocket.
Yeah, man. Why not?
Somebody said they always ordered triple double. Damn.
Triple double. Do you finish it?
Y'all fuck with Fatburger?
Yeah.
Nah.
I do.
Only because of the prices.
They are
Fatburger
is
expensive.
That's why.
They are Richmond.
Carl's Jr. is expensive.
Yeah.
They went crazy like during the pandemic. They was like, oh, everything expensive, so we going up too. Like,
and they were already the most expensive, and then they went insane.
Bro, it was like 15
Farmer
for
Boys,
some.
I
never had Farmer Boys.
They're not. It's not a better burger, Farmer Boys, but I like their Cobb salad though.
I want to go. I've never been.
Why is
salad?
Not everywhere.
In Northridge. Yeah, they're pretty good. They got good breakfast there too.
Yeah, that's why I seen them on the Northridge.
Yeah. I don't know if they have biscuits.
Tony looking for the biscuits. Though.
But yeah, I heard they probably do that, man.
Yeah. Used to be pulling up. Y'all got biscuits?
But you know what I've done several times is I'll go to a place at the end of their breakfast and I'll go, what do you guys have left over? And I've gotten bags of biscuits before.
Really? Well, you didn't text me?
This is probably before we were roommates and all. Probably.
That's actually, for people who don't know, it's a genius plan.
Yeah, I mean,
general, though.
I've done it so many times. Yeah. But I don't know, because now places do breakfast all day.
Yeah.
So this is before,
breakfast all day.
Yeah, like, you know, some places will, but McDonald's, I just went, it wasn't too long we went, and then we pulled up late for McDonald's breakfast. And they were like, oh, we don't do it here. But some places will do it 24 hours.
Now they stopped. McDonald's stopped.
Oh, completely.
Yeah. I feel like they went back to the early cutoff on breakfast.
Because
Carl's Jr. is a cutoff.
Yeah,
I think McDonald's went because I've been pulled up to a few McDonald's. Like, y'all get breakfast? Nah,
stop serving. And then Jack in the Box will do it all day.
Yeah.
Jack in the Box.
I feel like
they don't
care.
You want crack? Yeah, Jack in the Box don't care.
Voter registration?
Yeah,
you get the vaccine?
Whatever. They don't care.
The secret menu, the crack in the box. Yeah. Show, man.
But it's a good policy to go someplace right before it's closed because that's when you get hooked up.
Yeah,
Krispy Kreme.
Wendy's got biscuits.
Any place.
I've had it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, really? Wendy's, I like Wendy's breakfast.
Wendy's breakfast.
I just happened to be at the airport.
They potato wedges is good.
It could have been in the equation.
Yeah.
It's just where closest Wendy's is.
I got a Wendy's by my house.
Me too.
There's one by my house too.
The only one I know that's close to me is Burbank or
Wendy's.
There's a Wendy's over there.
Because I'll go to Wendy's.
I think
and get just the potato fries.
That Popeye strawberry. You know what I'm saying?
Man, watch out, Craig. You still old. as Popeye. Man, don't get me activated over here.
Tony, easy to trigger.
Because then they'd be like, Tony, don't let nothing go. I'd be like, man, y'all baited me. Yeah.
that was a bring up, though. So that's not. Yeah, yeah,
I was chilling.
I ain't bringing it up.
And it's two birds because I can throw Craig under the bus while triggering Tony.
First of all, Chaz was late.
Chaz was late.
Where's the money at?
Yeah, bro, come on. Did you get Tony back?
That's what I just told y'all.
You can go ahead and get change.
I can get my own change out?
Yeah,
cool,
man. Go ahead and get change out of here.
That wallet has seen some days.
It's got some history on it.
Sure.
Like so he's handed there, down.
Man.
The grabbing. He
got a story to tell.
Free park.
That's mostly Chaz's money.
It is.
$100 bills.
Oh, so before you got here, because you was late, we said that we were just going to start using the money for the food challenges.
Oh, okay.
So you feeding us.
We need another challenge, y'all.
For sure. We said we couldn't do fries, by the way, because they get cold by the time they get here. So we just need something else that we could do. You know what I would like to do?
Oh, tell us.
Shakes.
Oh. Ooh.
He's vegan, though.
Well, no, he's vegetarian.
Are you dairy? Vegetarian.
You can do shakes.
Okay, cool.
Sometimes I step out of the realm of...
I'm not a big shake dude.
Okay, shake.
We got to drink five shakes?
Like, I mean, you can just, sample.
I would say take a taste, because that's going to be...
Sounds like a waste of shakes.
It's a lot of gas. You can get little ones, can't you?
Wendy's, or is that joints. A Frosty? That's not a shake.
That's not a shake.
Don't they have shakes, though?
No. They only have Frosties.
Let me tell you something. I used to love them goddamn Frosties.
Oh, yeah.
I would put a little, let me get a...
When they do the little 99 cent ones.
Oh, yeah. When the keychain came out.
Frosties is fire.
Shakes be good. Now, that's one thing I will not. I will give In and Out props on them shakes.
I do the shakes.
They got shakes.
I'm not a shake dude.
Man,
Shake Shack shakes are good. I've had Five Guys shakes.
Shake Shack good burgers.
They call Shake Shack.
Where that cheese melt on there?
They're solid, though.
They get too fancy with their burgers and with their chicken nuggets. They try to get a different crust on the nuggets, but it's a little too sweet for me.
And they got the crinkle cut fries. I'm not a fan of crinkle cut.
I like
crinkle
cut.
I like them, but it is expensive because there's no combos. Everything is like
a la carte.
I do like you get like some Brussels sprouts there.
You can get Brussels sprouts or shakes.
Was it green beans? The fried green beans. They have a vegetable option.
Someone does.
Somebody said we could do chocolate chip cookies, mac and cheese. What places be having like mac and cheese like that? Those.
I think Popeyes got mac and cheese.
Chick-fil-A
got mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Neither one of those sound appealing.
I've heard the Chick-fil-A one is pretty good though.
That KFC one.
I'd be down for chocolate chip cookies though.
I'm gonna have to
run the
man,
Subway.
You're not a nothing fan.
I don't eat chocolate though.
You shooting down.
I can do an oatmeal raisin.
What about like a?
Well, shakes just seem weird. Like, I'm not a shake dude, but shakes seem like it's a lot of shakes.
No, it's just a lot of shakes. It is a lot of shakes.
It is a lot.
We gonna waste. I was like, otherwise you're gonna waste. That's five shakes. You gonna
that's
like
facts.
We did if we did it the same we did the biscuits.
Yeah, that's fact.
Drink them all.
Unless we all gonna
eventually take them home. Drink them.
Put them in the fridge.
You could have your own straw and put it in there. Use different ones.
It's gonna be a gassy episode, but
are you bringing one and bring like little cups?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Now we're thinking. Okay.
Yeah. Bring one from each pot.
But we got
all the same flavor though. All the same flavor. You can't do like chocolate from one, strawberry. From other, they all got to be the same flavor.
Oh, wait, but what if they have like a certain flavor that they're known for? Yeah. Like if you go to Sonic's and get the cheesecake milkshake.
In the same
room. Here we go again.
It sounds good. I said
here we go again.
It got to be the same one.
It just
got to
be a plain milkshake.
It got to be the same one. That's the only way to do it.
Sounds less
here
fun.
Here we go.
Vanilla milkshake.
Because you
everywhere.
Can't compare somebody's Oreo cookie shake to a regular, you know what I'm saying, vanilla. That's not fair. And I don't like when people blend up the Oreo cookies too much.
I'm giving
where it's just like I want the chunks.
Yeah.
Like don't blend mine up to like Fat Sal's do that. They blend it all the way and there's no chunks. So it's just like
cookies and cream. I'm like good ass
But I want the Oreos in there.
Yeah.
I'm repulsed.
What do Fat Sal be thinking when they make their sandwiches? It's just everything.
I was like, wait, y'all got mozzarella sticks in the sandwich? I remember I had one didn't know it was in there. Yeah,
chicken mozzarella sticks.
Yeah. So I remember we got them all. At the studio once, and I bit it, and I was so like, good, "Yo, though. What magic is this?" Because I didn't even know what it was. I was just like, "Oh, this is chicken."
I've never had a bad sandwich or fat.
It was like a chicken parmesan mozzarella stick.
Oh I usually break it into like three different sandwiches because it got so much in it.
Yeah, dog, so I was high. That's the first food high I had.
You turn this podcast to a food podcast. Yeah. Let's just get it over with.
Pizzas are good. I don't know if they usually open by now, but
pizza we could do.
They usually open by now.
pizza at 11 a.m. Pancakes. I ain't mad at
that. Pizza vegan challenge.
They're not usually open. I don't know.
They might never be too early for nothing.
Some places just don't be open.
You know what I'm saying?
If they're open, great.
Do a vegan challenge.
Donut.
I would do like a.
I'd do a vegan challenge.
I would do like, what's it called? Cauliflower wings. Who got the best cauliflower wings? Oh, yeah.
But again,
man, who got the best vegan burger out there?
Best fake, I would do that. Best fake chicken.
And Best Impossible or something like that?
Yeah.
Best Beyond?
I'm not a
the
fan.
Beyond. I'm all in on that.
I would do that.
Those are those places
Chaz
that do the
don't
chicken
like nothing, really, man.
Hey, man. Hey, them vegan burgers is 0 for 7 right now, bro.
What? What?
Which ones have you tried?
You haven't had one good vegan burger.
I haven't liked one yet. It was, I forgot we were somewhere.
You went to Doomies?
Oh, we were at a Sincere's party. I had spit that one out. I was like... Damn. I was like,
like that's how you felt. Chad.
And I looked at yo, I was like,
damn.
And immediately I was like,
I don't know if I've had a fire one before. I've had ones that I'm like, oh, this is cool.
I said, that's it.
I've had fire.
I don't know if I've had a fire.
That's not happening. Like, hey. There's other vegan fire stuff I've liked.
Okay.
But the burgers have not been.
Not one burger like vegan burger yet. Or Beyond or nothing.
Not yet. I tried that one at Burger King.
That's incredible, or I'm like, oh my God, I don't think I have.
I want to sneak one in on Jazz and not even tell him.
Yeah, I didn't know the one at Sincere's place was vegan. I didn't know. I didn't know until I bit it. And I said, that is what? Not beef.
That ain't ground turkey. That ain't beef.
You knew.
That I knew they were vegan?
Hell yeah. If Sabrina's in charge. Come on, man.
I didn't know. No, I thought, and then no. I thought they were doing like, oh, we got a little bit of both for y'all at the very least.
Yeah,
nah,
we taking not y'all.
Not how vegans get accommodated at them parties.
And, yeah, and, I get it. I get it.
And it's not like I'm a vegan hater. When we did at Serene's thing, I ate the vegan pizza. I wasn't hating on it because it's vegan
I didn't
pizza.
Like that.
The vegan pizza wasn't that great. But I'm
the
not
burgers
like,
I had no issue with, but the pizza.
It's
like,
that cheese. Wait, bro.
Yeah, with the cheese of it, I was like, all right.
We're at Reese's house with the fam.
But those vegan bowls be delicious.
I'm pretty sure I've had
those vegan bowls. I'll be cashing those out.
I'm not against it. I just go like, that one's not it.
Why do we always accommodate vegans, but they don't accommodate us?
Because everything's good for us.
But you can eat the vegans.
Yeah, it's meat everywhere.
Same way great we have question, to accommodate y'all.
When do y'all accommodate us?
At every party, they always have to have a vegan option.
That's because you live in L.A. You go anywhere else.
On the airplane, they have a vegan option.
Because you want people to eat.
It's a common thing now.
The crack is hilarious because that just means everything else isn't a vegan option. So you're already taking care of it.
Chicken is such a common
solution. You want them to say you want the meat option
to everything. Chicken wings.
Chicken or pizza.
And pizza, so meatballs.
Cool. Yeah.
It's like how you were fooled. You were like, oh, shit, I thought that was
a
real
burger. I was lied to.
I don't mind being fooled if it's good, though.
Because then if they ate a real burger, sure, they're like,
well, they'll get sick.
Yeah, they might die.
Not really.
They I saw the dude eat chicken. It started turning red. He didn't know it was real chicken. Yeah. And I just watched his face. I was like, hey, dog.
What it becomes is you're mad you put so much rolls time in, and then you have to press the reset button. You're like, I've been vegan for 20 years until I ate
brown
burger.
Y'all put some good options out there. I'm down for all this.
Egg rolls.
Me too.
This one over here.
Yeah, I don't eat chocolate. I don't
stuff,
eat egg rolls.
Yeah.
Lumpia, though. Huh?
You don't eat egg rolls either?
No, I don't.
What do you eat?
How do you get that? What do you eat?
Besides bacon. Besides bacon. What do you eat?
He ate a lot of bacon. Burgers, chicken?
I eat chicken.
Like, I was down with the fries. I can talk the biggest talk. That was a lot of stuff that I ate.
What else?
What are we with
burgers and chicken.
We need more burgers and chicken.
I was with you with fries. I'm in here.
What do you eat?
I don't eat chocolate. I don't eat egg rolls.
Shooting everything down over there. The egg rolls. Shakes.
Not a shake, dude. I do shakes. I don't. Cheesecake. Come on, I'm all in. Y'all know I'll be with the cheesecake. Pasta, I'm all in.
Oh, I would do pasta.
Come on, man.
Pasta.
We got a lot of options.
I would do pasta.
Oh.
It's one of the few things I don't eat. Just throwing out bad ideas. That's my fault.
These are good ideas.
All right, they are good ideas. If I had to bet on the chance that Chaz turns stuff down to be high, you know what I mean? I'd go on DraftKings for that. College football fans, are you ready for week one? DraftKings Sportsbook is hooking you up with a can't-miss offer to start the season strong. This week, new customers can bet just $5 on college football and score $200 in bonus bets instantly. Anything can happen in college football. Your team can go from unranked to dynasty mode in just a couple years. Well, yeah, that's a long time. Change comes fast. The only thing that is a lock is the great offers from DraftKings Sportsbook. Life is more fun when you're in on the action. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code Issues New customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when they just have $5 to bet on college football only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code ISSUES. The crown is yours. DraftKings crown. You know what I mean? I get it.
Right. Y'all can't play that in Cali, can you?
What?
DraftKings?
I think you can do, like in casinos you can or something like
I
that.
I think you can do DraftKings because it's not it's considered a skill. There's one,
or you get VPN on your phone,
or you can do VPN.
Not an ad, but then you could gamble anywhere.
Yeah, I know in Virginia because I had a lineup set and then I want to push the button and it's like you in Cali.
It do be hitting you with that, but if you have VPN, then you could just.
Express VPN?
We doing it?
No. I was just helping him out with his gambling problem.
Hey, listen, man.
Are you a gambler?
Not really. I do DraftKings. That's probably as far as I go. Mm-hmm.
You be winning?
A little bit. I won like.
Have you won more than you lost
so far? You know what? I probably have, but it's not by much. It's like what I do is I put like a certain amount. I don't even put a lot, like maybe $20-$30 on there, and just go throughout the year. So I win and I lose. Like I win 200 and then I probably lose like 100. Then I, you know what I'm saying? It's back and forth. But yeah, I ain't never put a big amount. Like I never put over $50 in a year.
You scared to put the house on it?
Yeah.
You scared?
Because players are unpredictable, man.
Huh?
The players are unpredictable. Ain't nothing like picking a player that's gonna kill and he get hurt in the first 3 seconds. Like, concussion. Yeah. It's like, damn.
Or he ate wrong that day.
Yeah.
Or his girl found his phone. Man. You know what I'm saying?
But he just can't catch that. He's like, come on, bro.
Manti Te'o.
Man, for real.
I just watched that shit. He had a terrible game.
Man.
All because of bad timing.
Exactly.
So Andrew Wiggins missed the whole damn season.
Yeah.
Some rumors.
He came back.
No, his pops passed,
came back.
Right?
They said it was something.
It was about a girl.
I read about that, but then I read about his dad. Or that was not true about his pops.
I don't know. No rumor.
Somebody lying.
Whatever the rumor was, he missed a whole season.
He missed a whole season.
That's a large part when you're gambling.
Right. You in the DMs like, hey, get up, Craig.
One game feels like seven.
Man.
Where you at?
He'll be back next week.
Oh, damn.
He ain't back yet.
Him, Ben Simmons.
Right. I've always been afraid of gambling because I don't want to chase the win.
Yeah.
Once you get a taste, I don't want to keep chasing it. Or you like, I can get it back.
Yeah, this next one.
It's not coming back. The next you know, it's that nigga strung out on the street. I can get it back. Like, what happened? I lost everything. That's like a lot of people in Vegas, they end up just staying in Vegas. Lost their whole family, house, back home. Whatever. That's how they just be there.
They hit suicide big, capital. Get a house out there. Like, if I hit 100,000, 200,000, I'd be like, I could do it again. That's even motivation. If I won 20.
Yep. Yeah. They got me on the scratch off like that. I bought one scratch off. One. I was buying mad scratch off.
How much did you win?
I don't even remember. But it was enough to make me be like, yo, this is the move.
Yeah.
I bought mad scratch offs. Didn't win
ever again.
I was like, man, they got me.
I already know I'm not lucky. I don't win anything. So I was like, I'm not.
You lucky in life, Jay.
I am lucky in life. That I am lucky in life. I don't win stuff though.
That's
gambling.
That's some old nigga shit.
You putting your name and stuff.
Some old
I am lucky in life.
Yesterday.
You lucky in life. Yeah. You're rich.
That's what he told. You're rich.
Look at your kids. You're rich.
That's the true wealth.
Is there, and that is 100%
it's factual. 100% factual.
Until you take him to Tesla and try to get a Tesla.
Hey, man, I got this four-year-old adorable daughter. I'm rich in life. Kid. How much?
You're rich.
You call the police.
Yeah. What?
Right.
I don't like how Tesla's got the exposed top.
They got the tin on it, and they got a roof now that comes.
Yeah, I don't want the exposure.
You don't like it? Gonna be looking down on you? You talking about?
Not midday.
It feels so wide open like that.
Yeah.
Like
let me open it myself. let me make the decision.
Yeah,
because I had to rent one, and it's just open at the top. I'm like, I don't know. Man. Yeah.
You just looking outside.
But it's just open all the way from the front to the back. I'm just like, I got a bald head, man.
It's like you got the top down, but it's up,
man. I'm like, I'm signing up for this. But $18 to fill up.
Yeah,
Take that top to the death. Yeah.
But it's already like you run out of power quick.
Quick. Mm-hmm. That's the whole
I already got to go back to the thing. I went yesterday.
How far were you going?
You got to go every day.
I filled it up because when I rented it, it wasn't full. Mm-hmm. So I went to a station, filled it up, and then I just ran around errands close to the house. Mm-hmm. I went to Flappers, went home, mm-hmm. came here, and it's like 48 minutes left.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's true.
I'm just like, man.
You can't even go home.
Yeah, it's just like, by the time I get back in the car, I'm going to have to go to the station around.
Was it like one of the 400-mile ones? Because, you know, when I had my electric car, like, you lose power for air conditioning.
If you air conditioning, right.
And how fast you drive, going up hills.
I was going fast.
Because it wasn't. Because mine was only like, mine was like 80 miles back in, you know, years ago. They're a lot better now, but it was more like 60.
Yeah, I would have the air on. Now that one is fully electric, and that battery is huge, so it can go further. But like Cameron's old car, he would be like, 60 miles, dog, and that's the max. He's like, I'll just take back streets. He
had the Leaf.
Yeah, he had the Leaf.
You take the freeway, you be
that's
down.
That's why your car brakes automatically, too, because when it's braking, it's recharging. Like recharging the battery.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn.
But also,
I had that feature on there. It was kind of like brake for you a little bit. Yeah.
That's what they be doing. Like, when I take my foot off the gas, it just brakes automatically.
Yeah. You could adjust that in the features.
Yeah, you can take it off.
Yeah.
But then where do you charge it? There's a lot of free places to charge. Or do you charge?
They're not,
charge
I don't think they're free anymore.
Well, at office
building. There should be a lot of free.
It might be slow, though, all the time.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be slow.
The free
as hell,
ones,
man.
You take 2 weeks.
The free
two
ones
weeks
probably
to fill
take
up.
Forever.
2 weeks? I'm still here.
If you go to like a Tesla one, they charge very fast, but some of them are more expensive than other places.
Yeah.
The one I went to, they had a bunch of Tesla things just for Tesla by the house. So I was just there. It probably took me. Because I went and got a smoothie, came out, and then I waited another 13 minutes. So it probably took like 30 minutes.
You should have walked slow.
You fit all the way up to 100.
Like you, I had stuff to do.
Gas is $5 a gallon. Gas went up again. $5 a gallon.
It is. It's crazy.
Everything is just high.
$5.
I think it's even out, though, because the amount of times you got to fill it up. Like,
I had to fill it up again.
I came from Virginia. I went from Richmond to Charlotte, and I had to fill up, like, twice because it wasn't even a real station in Charlotte.
See? I went to Humboldt, 12-hour drive down, and only had to fill up 3 times.
That's a lot.
So
12 hours, that's out of my right, because Charlotte's like 4 hours.
From Richmond,
So it's like every 4 hours, you got to charge
hours
it.
I got a sandwich, went into the bathroom.
That's the thing,
charging places need something to be like a gas station. Like, make it some convenient. I think they just want people to be in there and like bond with other car folks. I want to talk to these
This is what I started realizing, though. Sometimes it's just random places. It's not even a gas station no more. We just outside of some random man's place.
Yeah, they just be posting them up anywhere. Yeah.
Some of them have like a Starbucks and a Subway like connected to it, like a store.
Yeah. They need to do more like that. It needs to be more like a gas station experience.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because especially if it's not going to be fast, but they want people to be in their car like watching the screens and stuff like
that. Yeah. The tablet got little games and stuff.
Yeah, they do. How much were you spending the gas a week before?
A week. I usually I wasn't filling up weekly, but every time I fill up, it's over $100. Mm-hmm. But it's not like weekly.
Right.
Yeah, so it'd be over 100.
That's that 92.
I heard premium, the sound.
It's the premium gas, but it's always over 100 lately because, you know, gas is $5 a gallon.
But everything, groceries up, fast food places, like, you know what?
But I did over 400 miles on the fill up.
On the fill up.
Yeah,
a lot.
The benefit of it is if you get one of those, you get to charge it at home and then. It's easy.
Yeah, if you had a home charger, that's fine. But in this rental situation, I'm like, man,
still
go
plug
back
into the wall, can't you?
Exactly.
Huh? You can still plug it in. They don't have the other one that for the wall socket.
They don't give the
charger. I didn't get no plug.
The plug's in the back.
Is it?
It's in a little black bag.
Yeah,
like
it should be in the
plug it into the wall.
Yeah. It should be. Yeah.
So now I'm gonna get charged on the electric bill.
Well, it's gonna be cheaper than gas.
No, but
my electric bill already 400.
It's gonna be cheaper than gas.
You gotta make sure it's like specific plugs and stuff too.
Lower.
I try not to because I can do it from the phone.
Oh, okay.
I'll turn
but
it off.
Every 2 months, right?
The electric bill?
Yeah.
I feel like it's every 2 months.
It's every 2 months. It should be.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's why it's probably so high. So you're not
still, man. 400? That's 200 a month.
You leave
the lights off.
Them gas bills is back down now.
Is it the air? You leaving the air on?
Huh?
You leaving the air on? Is that what it is?
trying to make sure your cats don't melt out here and turn that hair off.
You'll be off when I'm not home. But if Janelle's there, she, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
200 a month ain't that bad, though. 200 a month ain't that bad, though.
Yeah.
The wintertime like be my, but I don't got gas.
Oh, well, maybe I'm just used to California.
Wintertime's when my gas goes up.
That's right. Cali.
Mine goes up in the summer.
Extra.
I got solar panels.
You got solar panels? I mean, not the...
It cut down
the gas.
Gas goes up in the winter.
I keep solar panels, so I just let my AC pump.
Now look at you.
Yeah. Solar panels.
Like, ooh, it's cold. Let me put a jacket on in here.
Solar panel McGee.
Mine was high this time because Cotty filled that pool up.
Ooh.
And so that bill came.
Water
I said,
bill.
I said, you think I'm paying this shit? I went through every month. Now normally the bill is this. Yo pool made it go up to this. Okay, I'll get in it. I'll pay it.
Damn. I pay for that.
I'm not paying.
How much are the solar panels?
The solar panels were 30 with the house, but it's paid itself off.
I wonder why apartment buildings don't just do that, bro.
Wait, solar panels are 30 what?
30 grand.
The installation solar panels.
Well, now it's different. When I got them, it was years ago. Now they have like government programs that come and put them in for you, and give you money off of them.
Oh,
for real?
Yeah,
I need to get some solar panels.
Tesla too. Buying Tesla, I think you get $7,500 back.
Cause they was trying to charge me when they came around. I was like, I ain't paying that shit. They was like, it'll pay off in this many years. I was like, man, I ain't paying that shit.
But now what they do is the energy they store, they sell to other people who don't have it, pretty much.
Oh, what?
So they're using your shit for their.
That's crazy.
So with the solar panel, how much is your electric bill?
2 months, probably about. Now that Sage is gone, it's gonna be less. To leave the windows open with the AC. Dang, he's like, it gets foggy in the bathroom. Like, man, that's all that cold air just going out.
Yeah.
So it's probably around $75.
Oh man,
for 2 months?
Yeah.
God damn.
That's crazy.
Woo! Yeah, right? Hold on. Get on the phone.
It's $75.
The installation process. That's with solar Sage. Panels.
That's with Sage, yeah.
Damn.
Okay, so let me
But
see.
Now I'm going to get... I'm going to try to get the Tesla ones because they have it rigged somehow where you get paid money back.
So you saving like $4,000 a year. I'm doing the math, nigga.
Long term, man. Paid for itself after a couple of years.
He's like, well, you know, dude was right, you know.
It's just you in the house now.
Now it's just me.
Yeah, empty nest. Welcome.
Oh, that shit lonely.
To the empty nest club. Get you some cash.
I've been missing you, son. Oh, man.
Get you some cats.
Say sex with who this?
But I do walk around naked all day.
Yeah, officially did that before.
Nah. I ain't never been naked downstairs.
It's beautiful, man. You ever go in the fridge naked and not worry about someone walking in?
I'm a naked
like,
roamer.
You just like, yeah.
I'm a naked roamer. I don't like sitting on stuff with my butt cheeks.
I don't like no extra nudity, man.
It's your couch, man.
Cooking naked, the grease popping on
you're taking a risk. You're taking a risk. I done cooked bacon naked.
Or if you cook it with factor, you just throw it in the microwave.
All right.
With the busy fall season just around the corner, you might be looking for some wholesome, convenient meals for jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, can help you fuel up fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, you'll eat well, and you'll stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Too busy with your end-of-summer goals to cook? But want to make sure you're eating well? With Factor, you skip the extra trip to the grocery store and the chopping and the prepping and the cleaning up too, while still getting the flavor and the nutritional quality you need. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes, so all you have to do is heat and enjoy, then get back to crushing your goals. You can level up with Gourmet Plus options prepared to perfection by chefs and ready to eat in record time. Treat yourself to upscale meals with premium ingredients like broccolini, leeks, truffle butter,
bacon,
and asparagus. Too busy running around during the day to think about lunch? Keep your energy up with Lunch to Go. Effortless, wholesome meals like grain bowls and salad toppers that are ready to eat when you're on the go. No microwave required. You need an extra boost to support your wellness goals and feel your best for the rest of the summer. Try Protein Plus meals with 30 grams of protein or more per serving. That's what I need. Round out your meal and replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 45 plus add-ons, including breakfast items like our delicious apple cinnamon pancakes, bacon and cheddar egg bites,
there it is,
and potato, bacon, and egg breakfast skillets. Or for an easy wellness boost, try refreshing beverage options like cold-pressed juices, shakes, and smoothies. It's right up my alley.
Smoothie fan.
Man, I'm smoothie over shake. I'm Smoothie McGee.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? I had Factor. I had like a, it was like a tofu joint. It was good. Mm-hmm. Easy. Just threw it in the microwave. I felt good about myself. I knew how many calories I was getting because it was all there. It was a good time, man. I was like, yo, Factor's all right. So head to factormeals.com/issues50 and use the code issues50 to get 50% off. That's code issues50 at factormeals.com/issues50 to get 50% off. You getting half off.
Half off?
Wow. You getting half off, Sheldon. You can't beat that. And it's going to be easy. You're going to throw it in the microwave. You're going to be like, man, I ain't have to cook. I ain't have to prep. I ain't have to be in this sweaty kitchen. Because you know the heat is going to overlap the fall. It's not going to fall off quick enough. You're still going to get that residual hot. And you ain't going to be in no hot kitchen sweating. And they're greasy.
I'm a Factor fan as well.
Yeah. So, yes indeed.
What was that, Craig?
Issues 50.
Issues 50, man. 50% off. 50% off, y'all.
Hey, Rima, you ever answer which kid was your favorite? You said your youngest?
He said his daughter.
Oh, yeah, he said the daughter. How does it, bonding.
The youngest is 10.
Is she, like, does she, like, run jokes by you and such?
Nah, she just tried to do stuff that's funny. And
you should have brought her to Kentucky.
Yeah, I know.
She appreciated it.
Man, I wanted to, but things ain't fall the way I wanted them to. But, yeah, she definitely tries to be funny sometimes, and I remember, like, one time she'll pick the worst time. Like, one time I thought she went to sleep. So all I went downstairs and smoked. And, like, I was high, like, too high. And then I heard her upstairs playing on the tablet. So I tried to jump in daddy mode while I was high. Man, I was like, I was like, look, man, you gotta put this tablet up. She's like, I need the tablet. I'm like, in my head, my baby got like abducted by an alien. So I was like, the aliens got my baby. And I'm like, you're sitting there going through my high phases. And my daughter like, yo, that joke bombed. I'm trying to coddle her and shit. Like, I'm like holding her and hugging her.
Oh, boy.
I was like, oh, my God. Okay. Yeah. I was like, you don't need to just, I do. I had to give her like a 30-minute speech of how, you know, she should take life more important than 3 o'clock.
She's
in the
like,
morning.
You high, yeah, not me. Right.
She was confused.
Damn.
Yeah, but she wanted to tell jokes. She loved that. Like when I take her to shows, you know, allow her to hang out in the shows, she love it, man. Yeah, she liked being a part.
What age you start taking her around?
Shoot, early.
Yeah.
Like, whenever they'll sit in the back and be quiet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, you know, if I do a show at, like, a restaurant where the kids can come in, I bring them.
Yeah, I definitely want
to. You ever brought them on stage?
One time, it was, like, a little something at the Funny Bone, but it was, like, a benefit type thing. Okay. And they called them on stage, and they was talking to them and stuff.
That's cool.
So, yeah. But she'll love it, bro. So, I'm like, if you want to do it, I'm behind it 100%. Like, let me know. Mm. We can get this started early. You know what I mean?
Say the word.
Yeah.
Say
yeah.
the word.
My daughter thinks I work for YouTube and talk to people for money.
Okay.
She's work right. for YouTube?
Yeah, because she'll see YouTube. And then, you know, like if she's on my tablet or something, maybe like one of either Black Ronnie Chaz or Daddy Issues might have been up looking at comments or something. So she'll be like looking.
Yeah.
And then she'll be like, you work for YouTube? And I'm like, yeah, kind of. <Yeah. laughs> And then she'll see like me editing like stand-up clips or something like that. And she'll be like, Papa, you talk to people for work? It's like, yeah, I talk to people.
Yeah, she ain't
basically.
Wrong.
Yeah. That's what we do.
It's a good damn job.
We talk to people for money.
I don't know if she's 5, I guess, or almost. I'm like, she probably be, tell her, like, I don't know. I just didn't want to tell him a comedian. I was like, or like comedy writer. I didn't know she'd get it yet, but probably right.
No, you get it.
Yeah,
too good.
Yeah, I think with my daughter, like she'd be jumping in skits, and I think she get it more a little because you know, they believe everything.
Right.
So for her to see the background of it versus what she sees, she's mm-hmm. like, oh, okay, that's fake. Oh, okay, mm-hmm. that's not real. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That one, man, you got with every time you, it's bedtime, y'all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they come in with the questions.
Yeah, the hard-hitting questions.
Or that other one when you like, yo, we leaving in 30
yo.
Minutes.
No. We leaving in 2 hours.
Dad, I can't leaving find my hour. Pants.
I can't find my eye.
I can't find my arm, Dad.
Mr. Limbs.
Man, that's facts.
That's how they do me, though. Mm. I'm like, I'm glad people laugh, man.
Yo, we leaving in 30 minutes. Yeah. Like, all right, they don't do nothing.
So we tablet up.
Then when it's time, here they go.
Right.
That hit my soul right there.
One shoe in the one shoe in the living room, other shoe in Mexico. Like, yep. God damn.
I can't find my hair.
Right.
My scalp missing, Dad.
Yeah. Kids.
Good old kids. God since it came, kids. Took his car. I was out here wheelless.
He was like, what's up, Pops? Get out.
He came down. He rented the car. Him and his boys came down because they was going to some kind of video game joint.
Oh.
They came in. Sincere texted me. He was like, Dad, are you you got the car? I was like, oh yeah, I'm close. I'm just running there. He's like, all right, no worries.
Oh, he run up. Hey, so, get out the car, old man.
Get out the car. So I brought it back. And then they left
quick. You put gas
in? Yeah. I filled it up. I was like, let me fill it up before I give it to you. And then
he is sitting at the window peeking out.
Yeah. Yeah. Playing it off.
Yeah. I like and sincere pistol with you. Get out the car.
Yeah, they was gone like the whole weekend. Then when I got back Sunday, they pulled up. And I thought they were already on the road because that's what he texted me and Ree. So I'm laying in my room, just laying. Sometimes I just lay down when I get home. I just be laying there. Mm-hmm. And I hear a knock at my bedroom door. And Janelle had already left. So I was like,
who is it? You put the deep
breath. Man, I was just like,
who is it?
That's somebody knocking at my door. I didn't say nothing to mm-hmm. me. Because if I get scared, I get quiet. So I'm just like, and then he was like knocking like that. And I was like, that ain't the cats.
Yeah.
The pistol was like. And then I heard his voice. I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Man, I was like, you scared the hell out of me, man.
Yeah.
So he came just to grab stuff. Then they got on the road. And then when he left, I was just like. And then I was like, I ain't got no car. Because I was planning on walking in the gym anyway. Once I walked to the gym and somebody asked me something on the phone, like, what you doing the rest of the day? And I was like, I guess I'm lifting to run my errands then. Because Sunday I couldn't rent a car because that rental car place was closed. So I got one Monday.
Get old Uber.
Yeah.
It'd be adding up, man.
It'd be adding up. So,
man, Uber be working, you know. Because I did a... Like, I started off doing the Uber driving, and then they got the Uber food delivery, and now they got, you can deliver products. So, I remember I dropped the lady off, then delivered her food, then delivered. She's like, you do everything. I was saying.
And you do nothing,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, right, God right. Damn. Exactly, right. Get your ass out the house.
Yeah,
right?
Leave.
You ain't tipped one time.
I be tipping.
Yeah.
I be tipping the shit out of them drivers, man. I always tip $2.
Okay, yeah.
No matter what. Yeah. They ain't even do nothing special. I'd be like, man, $2.
It depends on where they leave the food and if they knocked on the door. Sometimes they leave the food and just go. And you'd be like, you open the door and be like, oh, shit, my food got here? What is happening?
I don't be ordering food and groceries yet. No. I haven't hit that muscle yet. Huh? I'll be going to the store. Back even if I forget something, like, man, I got to go back out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got the old school mentality.
Yeah, Cody's an orderer. I don't.
Yeah.
For real?
She's like, I'm hungry. Difference. And I'd be like, I'll go pick up, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Just push the button.
Yeah, she'd be like, I'm an orderer. I'd be like, I don't like that.
It's mad convenient, though.
Yeah, dude, it is.
I order my groceries like that.
Groceries time.
I got fresh. Let's
Keon, y'all got Amazon Prime, I assume? You might as well. You just, because it's a part of the thing. You get the fresh, I think it's
free
included in there. So you just get, you just
pay
delivered.
Tip. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just benefit. Like, he was like, I don't feel like, going to the store could be a hassle sometimes. So it's just.
But
like,
for me, with absolutely. Kids and a wife, going to the store is bliss.
Yes. He's like, what else?
That is my break.
Yeah.
That is my, I love running errands. She'd be like, where are you going? I'd be like, we got the kids need pencils. I just go. For me, running errands is my me time.
So you don't just lie? Out. You don't just lie and say you're doing something else important?
Nah, man, we have a good relationship.
Be at the movies all day?
I gotta be lying.
No?
You gotta be lying all the time.
No? No? You don't lie to him?
He just say he's at the movies all day.
No, I just go. Right. She'd be like, why do my errands take so long? I'd be like, I was just in the car.
Right.
Enjoying life. Just sitting there. Just quiet.
Went to the hotel by myself?
20 minute get in, 20 minute get out.
I feel you.
All the questions
I got like it. Plus, the boys at a point now, they like Costco now. So they want to go with me sometimes around the errands.
Yeah. Costco a good
So Cody be like, let's order food or let's go to the grocery. I'd be like, the boys be like, nah, we'll go with you.
Yeah.
They at that age. They got shut down at one of the sample places. they went back too many times. Because they older now, so I let them kind of roam and do their thing. I'd be like, take your brother with you. Y'all look out for each other, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
And then Keelan came back. They went to, granted, they went to the Eggo waffle lady. They had the chocolate chip waffle samples.
Oh.
They went too many times. And Keelan said, the lady just told us no more. And then you went 7 times.
Y'all had 2 whole waffles.
Because what they do is, Keelan, you know, he old enough where he's like, he get how the game work.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, I need one for my dad and my brother. So he grabbing 3, but for him.
Yeah.
And then, so then Kendra come up and they was like, wait, you just, so they went back so many times. She was like, hey, that's enough. Because in total, by the time I added them, like the, you know, they sliced it in 4s, they each had about 4 waffles.
Yeah.
Had a box. I was like, that's enough. Like, that's.
They ain't hungry though.
They be, but they be in there killing it. And I'd be like, all right, man, you know, whatever.
Costco was a good time.
It's a good time.
Man. I was in Costco. Me and the Baker boys was in Costco every day after school for like
that's when
years.
We go after school.
It was we go straight to Costco,
and I catch up on their day. Like I just you know we talk. We it's just a good
one of the best pizzas.
Bond. Costco.
They got good pizza, man. That's why Last Comic Standing shot that whole thing at Costco. That was a long ass shoot though.
Yeah,
but
you said hey, I still remember. Hey, Bernice.
Mm-hmm.
I still remember that.
Yeah, we were sitting there in the furniture section.
I watched that so many times.
Costco was light.
I was like, look at him.
Yeah, look at
him. I was pumped.
Yeah.
I watched a hell of times.
Man.
Memorized the warm. Who memorizes the warm ups? That's how many times I watched it. Hey, Bernice. There's jump shots, all that shit. I watched it hell of times.
That was a good ass time up in there.
Costco.
Then I was eating a, they had custard or whatever at the time. I was tearing that up.
Yeah.
Like a little Sunday parfait situation. Man.
When they had that sample that you like, I'd be like,
oh, man.
I'll buy it, though. I'll buy it, like, whatever it is, because I done went back. Like, they had, recently, they had rib tips. Like, these barbecue rib tips or whatever. A tri-tip. I was like, I said, I'll see what this is. Like, how good could this be?
Right.
And it was towards the end where they was like, they shut it down at like 3, so they trying to dump them. They was like, take a couple. I was like, all right. And I kept going. I was like, by the time I left, I probably ate the whole.
Let me get the rest of this.
Yeah. I was like,
go on, give me the rest of
this. This is too much. Yeah. But I left. I was like, woo. Like last time we went, Keelan's
car
like,
empty.
I'm stuffed. I was like, good.
Golden Corral vibe.
We'd be having a good
Golden
time.
Corral. I ain't been there, man.
Hell of a long.
Love
they don't
ribs.
Have, do they have those out here?
The rib challenge.
I don't know. Do y'all have I think they do get Golden Corral.
Sure, yeah. Now, we used to go to Hometown Buffet when I was growing up.
Hometown
and
Buffet.
I didn't go to Golden Corral until I went out of California.
Is that the all-you-can-eat spot?
Yeah.
I hate Golden Corral, bro.
Oh, for real? It's like soup plantation.
I'm not a fan anymore.
What's the gripe with Golden Corral?
It's just not good. And then I don't like open food like that either.
Oh, yeah. Man, but look out, man. That's what we lost. Yeah.
That's the buffet.
Golden Corral was legit. Yeah.
That's the whole idea of the buffet.
I lock in on the person in front of me. Like, I got to see what they doing. If they, like, using the spoons and stuff properly, I got to see.
Man,
Hey, man, by the time you
go
hands
in, I'm like, yeah.
I switch that off.
Yeah,
when I'm in the buffet, you got to be standing on the food with your bare feet. Like, hey,
something's in your food,
other than
bro.
That, I'm not nitpicking, man.
Man, won't that?
I used to go right there and take the kids. I'm like, yeah, go get some ice cream. Go get some cake.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I need to take the boys to a buffet. They have a good time.
Just don't go on a Sunday. They be in there deep after church.
But they older. Man. They older now. They like stuff.
Yeah.
After church, but they be in there.
They be running that.
Did y'all have a Ryan's?
What's Ryan's?
Ryan's Buffet? No.
I think I've seen that, but I didn't know what it was.
Okay.
Me and the Baker boys used to go to the Hometown Buffet by the Target all the time. I remember Cecilia threw up in there one time.
Dang.
Over 8?
I don't know what it was. It was like they was young. He was going to the bathroom.
That's what I got. I'm pretty sure I got sick from CC's before.
Oh, man.
From overeating Honda Rosa.
$3.99.
You're going to get sick off some $3.99.
$3.99.
But you can go back and fill up again.
Everybody's stomach ain't built for the $3.99.
We used to have a birthday party at CC's. So
man, CC's was clutch.
It was, yeah.
Ponderosa.
That's how I got sick. I was like, never again.
Huh? Ponderosa.
I remember Ponderosa. I don't think I ever been though.
Yeah.
We used to go to Sizzler too and get the salad bar. And they had a good toast at Sizzler.
The unlimited
shrimp. Oh, I love that. That
but not unlimited.
That toast is fire.
You used to kill them shrimp.
I never used to get meals at Sizzler. We would just get the salad bar.
We would get the salad bar.
Just go to work.
I would get like a meal just to go with the salad bar.
Nah, we
got really all about the salad bar.
The salad bar. Because I would get the chili, the wings, the nachos, the bread.
That's the all you can
then
eat.
Then they had the little kids cart. Yeah. They came up with the kids cart. Mm-hmm. Keith. I remember that's when Keith took chicken nuggets in his pocket. My mom got pissed.
You need to take that bacon, Chad.
He took it.
But it wasn't his fault. He got it from Blank Check. Remember the movie Blank Check?
And
the butler told the kid, he's like, no, what you do is you line your pockets with saran wrap. It's food to go. So Keith was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
So we went to...
Did he have saran wrap?
Okay.
And he stuffed nuggets in his pocket, and my mom got so mad because, you know, obviously we know as adults. She's like, you look like I ain't feeding y'all. We look homeless. Yeah. Blah, blah. But I was kind of like, man, that's genius.
Yeah, that's funny, man.
Let me get one of them pocket nuggets.
It came out smelling delicious.
How did she find out about the nuggets in his pocket?
Oh, okay. But she didn't put them on blast in the place. So she saw him before we left. She saw him stuffing his pocket.
That's mad funny.
And then she was like, don't do that.
Yeah.
And I was just like, but I was looking in the back like,
yeah. Let me get some for me. Get your back pockets.
I get it from mom's perspective, though. Like,
oh, absolutely.
Man, don't be out here making me look. Shoney's got good French toast.
I was about to say, y'all got, is it Shoney's out here?
I don't think Shoney's exists anymore.
No, it's a Shoney's somewhere. Shoney. I've seen it somewhere on the road.
It's a Shoney's in Virginia.
And I was Ridge, looking for a couple of them in Virginia, and I didn't see them anymore.
French toast.
Man, that Shoney's breakfast clutch.
They have one in Albuquerque, too. I don't know if it's still there or not.
Yeah.
That breakfast was fire.
Yeah,
though.
I don't know why anything else. Like after breakfast, yeah, I might as well shut down.
We used to just go to Shoney's to get the ice cream because they had like the double scoop. It was like a cone and it split out.
Oh
yeah,
fancy.
We back on food.
I know.
We always gonna end up on food, man.
Do y'all have certain places you go only for certain? Like you say, you only go to that place for breakfast. You only go to certain places for lunch or dinner. Like, do y'all have? Yeah, like it's a whatchamacallit by my house, mom and pop like breakfast spot.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had anything else other than breakfast.
Oh yeah,
and it'd be open all the time. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cracker Barrel, just breakfast.
Do they serve anything else?
Oh yeah,
oh yeah,
for sure.
Really?
Dinner,
I don't
lunch,
even look at the menu no more.
Dinner, lunch, they got all that. But I'll just be like,
come on, yeah, you know why I'm here.
Pancakes,
pancakes,
yeah,
blue
my personal goddamn syrup.
I was
syrup.
Surprised to see a Cracker Barrel in California.
I still don't believe it.
Victorville.
California. I still don't believe it.
I said California. I didn't say LA. I said California.
Yeah,
California.
Anyway. Yeah.
We was on the way back from Vegas and traffic was off. And I was like, is that a Cracker Barrel?
Yeah.
I was like,
nah. Did you go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to go.
You're a good dude.
Didn't they make one in LA? A Cracker Barrel? It was to go only or something like that.
Yeah, it was something weird. Okay. No, let me look it out.
Yeah.
Nah, this a whole.
I'd be resisting Cracker Barrel on the road weekend after weekend.
Oh, they said IE is a Cracker Barrel.
I don't know how I resist.
Sacramento got a Cracker Barrel. Huh.
Yeah. You go to that, bruh. We bought the pancake mix.
Oh, is it the same?
Yeah, but you got to buy the syrup too.
The syrup, the syrup is man.
The syrup and that like match together. You can't use that syrup with anything else.
Because their syrup is like it's not thick.
Oh, no, I don't like that.
I like it when it just pours out.
They give it to you in their warm bottle.
Yeah.
You're like, man.
Do y'all have a Bob Evans?
Like a signature.
Bob Evans.
I've never been to Bob Evans.
They got a song.
I've heard the song, though, but I've never.
Because we used to have a Cracker Barrel, Bob Evans, and Flapjacks was like breakfast.
Flapjacks sound good.
I think I only had Bob Evans because it was connected to a hotel.
Jesus. Oh, maybe. They have some of those that would be connected.
Yeah.
I used to love that. That was my favorite sausage.
Who?
Eckridge.
Eckridge.
It's that sausage that'd be shaped like
a long
horseshoe.
Yeah.
I used to love that, man.
Mm-hmm. I'm away.
I've been fasting for 19 hours, man.
Let's get it.
I'm running out of steam.
Let's get it. You going to finish your 24? Yeah. You going
to
do 24?
No, I ain't trying to do 24.
You're almost there.
As soon as I'm done with these podcasts, man.
You're talking about so much food.
Man. Let's go to some questions real quick. Right, Dallas got a funny question. Tanisha Turner's question is funny. Would you rather find a briefcase full of money or a duffel bag full of money?
I think we did that like a couple weeks back.
No, I never heard this one.
Briefcase seems more business.
Unless I wasn't here.
I feel like a briefcase just seems so 80s and so like.
I feel like I can get away.
I don't trust the briefcase.
But I don't trust the duffel bag.
I trust the duffel bag because I feel like they were scrambling. They put the money in there. It's a scramble.
I feel like it's a different class.
I'm like, what kind of devices you got in here to monitor the briefcase? Then No Country for Old Men. It was a tracking situation in the briefcase full of money.
Yeah.
The duffel bag sounds like 80 different gangs is after this this bag of money.
I feel like the briefcase sounds like that.
See, the briefcase sounds like it has all 100 stacked right. Duffel bag feels like it was washed.
But that's why I would rather have the duffel bag because it seems like more of a mess. A briefcase, this is somebody high up is coming for this. You know what I mean?
Coming for that.
The duffel bag is a mess. Maybe some amateurs.
It's more presentable.
They probably got killed.
Yeah.
They got kidnapped.
I would feel less people. I would feel less backlash from a duffel versus a briefcase.
That briefcase is too structured.
Somebody coming for that. And especially, what is it, a pair of cuffs on the briefcase? That means they cut off my arm, you know?
It's a silver briefcase?
That come with a wrist? Yeah, you're right.
The attaché case?
Yeah.
The briefcase seems too professional.
I'm going to go with the
duffel. I need the mess.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go. And the duffel, I can walk around a duffel, nobody asks no questions. If I walk around with a briefcase, they're like, what the hell are you doing, man?
Oh, right.
Are you dressed like this? Yeah, that's even worse. Because then,
yeah,
go get a suit. Do people use briefcases still?
I don't see them that often.
That's what I'm saying. That's too much.
Yeah. I don't know.
Give me the duffel. Get money.
I'm doing duffel.
We throw
what
right
you doing,
Jay?
I'm doing the briefcase. I think I'm going to do the briefcase too. It's going to be higher bills in there. It's going to be clean.
It's going to be clean for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Briefcase.
And then we're going to dodge one person. That's what it feels like. There's one guy after
that. It could be Anton Chigurh, though. No Country for Old Men. Yeah.
Was he that guy, though?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
<He's intense. laughs> You never seen it? Oh, shit.
I didn't like it.
See, it's not
scary individual, though. That's one of the best villains I've seen.
Yeah, the briefcase comes with nice dudes in suits and
SUVs.
I want somebody to be like, hey man, just give me the money. You can go, oh, okay. No, but now you see my face.
The duffel bag guys.
I got cataracts.
No, that's what he said on 20th.
Kids school.
On 20th, he was like, now you see my face.
Mm-hmm.
He chased that duffel bag the whole movie.
What
in Twins. I mean, not the duffel bag, the briefcase. He wanted the briefcase and Arnold had it.
Mm. That's a big boy.
Duffel bag, that's that person's last bit of money. Briefcase, they got more money.
But I feel like I can take the person that come back for the duffel bag.
Briefcase, it seems like, I mean, dope.
They're going to be unorthodox.
It just seems
they
drug money.
To the kids' school.
But they're not trained killers, though.
Yeah.
Briefcase is trained.
They're going to kill my organization. Family. Yeah.
They gonna go
you can have
everybody.
The money, though. I'm not. You can. It's yours, dog. Leave my family alone.
No, like, no you,
they
you
not
know too much.
Yeah,
no,
I don't know anything. You just came up and said, I'll kill your family. Here you go.
You know about the money.
I know about a lot of people's money. Here you go.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
There you go, man. Have a good day. What you doing with the gun?
All right, Dallas Diaz, if you had to watch a stand-up special from a celebrity who is not a professional comedian, who would you choose?
A celebrity not a
professional? Like an actor, actress?
I'm going to go with Jack
singer.
Black. I'll tell you that Jack right Black here, right now.
He's just a musician. He never did stand-up?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Jack Blazak.
You know who I want to see? I want to see Blake Griffin.
He does stand-up.
He does stand-up.
Oh, he counts as a stand-up now?
Damn.
I feel like Robert Downey Jr. would be a fire stand-up comedian.
Super talented.
Mm-hmm. I want to see Jeff Teague. His podcast, his stories be funny as hell.
He just be honest. That's what's cool.
Yeah, he's like, this nigga said, wow. He just honest.
He's like, you giving me buckets.
Yeah.
I don't think Snoop Dogg have a good stand-up.
I don't.
No?
Nah.
I got zero faith. Snoop Dogg be funny sometimes.
Stand-up. If it was Snoop, like, watching something and talking about it, then something like that would be funny, or trying to roast some cats, maybe.
Yeah.
But I go with, what's that guy from Superbad? The heavyset one that's skinny now.
Jonah Hill.
Yeah, I'll go with Jonah Hill.
Yeah, I don't want to see no actors do it. I want to see somebody random.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going with Bryan Cranston.
You think he'd be good at it?
Yeah, he's hilarious.
He is funny.
Yeah.
He started in funny stuff.
Man. Mm.
So I know
I've
he
seen
got
him do
it.
Voices and stuff. He watched more. The more interviews I watch, I go like,
I know he got it in him.
This dude's incredible. I seen him do he was doing his Kevin Hart impression. That was just like, dude is just.
Oh, he did.
He was just turned on or something. He was like, yo, would you? And then he was talking about these old voices he would do for like Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, Bryan Cranston is super levels, bro.
Yeah.
Just depths and depths of talent.
Wow.
Speaking of voices, man, I watched Miss Doubtfire the other day.
Oh, Robin Williams was.
I forgot how many damn voices he could do.
Yeah, every
that was insane.
He can do everything.
I was like, holy shit.
He was a voice actor.
He was the genie.
But he did. I mean, every time
you talk about accents, he did a lot of voices as
the genie. Accent, voice. I was like,
I forgot what show he was on. Somebody was just yelling out accents for him to do, and he was just nailing it.
I was like, man,
this talent is crazy.
Yeah,
crazy.
Wait, did Tracee Ellis Ross ever do stand up?
She seemed like she'd be
funny.
She seemed like
she'd
be
funny. She's funny, man.
Oh, hilarious. What's her name? I think would be hilarious. What is her name? Regina
Hall.
Regina Hall.
Oh,
Regina.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She would be hella funny.
She would be great. Her voice is funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Regina Hall would
She's
be funny.
Great in everything.
She is. I didn't like that one movie where they were... they had a church. It was her and the dude from...
I didn't get it. We watched it.
Yeah.
That came out this year, didn't it?
What was it called?
Like, last year.
Something like that.
Yeah, I didn't care for it.
What's the name of that movie? Regina Hall and what's his name from This Is Us?
I forgot the name.
Oh,
She's
Sterling.
A pastor's wife.
Sterling Brown. It looked like it was going to be fire. But Home for Jesus. Yeah, I didn't like it.
Oh, yeah, nah.
I didn't like it.
I actually thought I was like, I might go see it, but I never did.
Yeah, it looked dope, but...
Sterling K. Brown.
A title will do it for me.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Hey, nah, I'm trying to get some pussy tonight. I ain't going to see the Jesus save your soul.
You in the mood?
That movie was hilarious, though.
Chef the Deaf asks, can you make a lineup of comedians that have passed away one night for comics?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do Bernie Mac. George Carlin. Richard Pryor. And
you looking up dead comics?
I'm just saying.
Let me see it. Hold up.
And
there's one I'm missing in my head.
Oh, Patrice. That's
literally my
That's
my four.
I would go.
Yeah, I was thinking of Bernie. Definitely, I'll add Robin Harris to that.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So Bernie, Robin,
who you switching?
Tapped out.
Yeah. Damn,
Bernie and Robin. Then I'm
Bernie,
get drunk
Robin, and Richard Pryor, and shoot, I had one more in my head. Probably Patrice. I do Patrice. Okay.
I'm going with Lenny Bruce, Richard Pryor, Robin Harris, and then probably Patrice.
Yeah.
Patrice.
Is, what's his name? Bob?
Saget?
Nope.
Hope?
Nope. It's a different Bob. Newhart still alive.
Yeah.
Damn. I hope he dies so I can use this.
Damn, man.
Damn, Jesus Christ.
Hey, look, man.
Be up there in age, man.
He's got to be close.
Honorable mention to Dick Gregory.
Yeah, Dick Gregory. Dick Gregory's on my list. Early Dick Gregory's on my list. Damn. Not when he started being like, you know. But early Dick Gregory.
Start being what? Conscious?
Yeah. He was always funny. Conscious. But he was like, always super dope.
I watched his early stuff on YouTube. I was dying.
Yeah.
He's on my list. That's what I was like,
Wait,
who
you got?
Who you got? Early Dick Gregory.
Uh-huh.
I have Red Fox. We're going to go with, he had this great, hopefully I get to see it again.
Andy Griffith?
Andy Griffith. You guys never seen a stand-up.
That wasn't even the whistle.
That was close enough.
It was enough to where I recognize it.
Yeah.
You never seen a stand-up?
It was airy as hell.
It was great. he had just great stories, bro. He was a great storyteller. That's like Bob Newhart because he's a great storyteller. But
still alive. Jesus.
And then...
you can't keep saying Newhart.
I know, right? He keep coming back.
Is he dead? No,
he's alive, man. He was born in 1929.
Jeez.
Damn.
Killing. Anyways, this is my last one. We'll do Bernie. We'll do Bernie.
Man. I got to switch mine. I'm going to switch out George Carlin for Red Fox.
Mm. Okay.
That's a good night. Mm-hmm. Any of those nights is a good night.
It's a good time. Mm-hmm. That's a good time. Good question, too.
Like, who would open, though?
I feel like
anybody who had Robin Harris would host
Robin Harris, yeah.
I didn't have Robin in mind, but I would have, who did I say? No. I would actually have, wait, who did I pick? I would actually have Richard hosting.
Richard?
Yep.
Mm. Hard act to follow.
I think he can be followed, but I think out of those four that I picked, I feel like he would be the most,
host-like.
The smoothest host out of those four.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I couldn't imagine George Carlin hosting.
Nah.
I couldn't imagine that at all. Yeah. Bernie Mac, I remember he had that Midnight Mac show on HBO that lasted for like a few episodes. So I kind of saw him hosting a little bit. And then,
John Witherspoon.
Who was the other person there? Richard, Bernie, George. Patrice. Yeah. I can't imagine.
Patrice too chill to host for me.
Yeah. I'll put him in the middle.
So yeah, I would have Richard or Red Fox host mine.
Richard is so fluid that I feel like he would be a dope host.
Bernie closing out, though.
I'm not mad at that.
You're going to be a Robin Harris host with a Lenny Bruce closer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You gonna get? Is it the Lenny Bruce who's getting kicked out of there? They're dragging him out?
Nobody can follow that.
And handcuffs and shit? That's crazy. There was a time that he could not say half the words he said, and they would arrested him on stage. And or right when he got
it
off.
It made it possible so others could.
Sure did. Right. Opened up the lane. That's crazy.
Sylvia531 asks, what would you do if your son was at home crying all over the bedroom floor because he's hungry?
I mean, I just gotta sleep with him for a little bit of money.
Give him some attention. Hold
on, man. I didn't get the song
right
away.
You gotta get rid of me.
Took me a second. Hilarious.
All right, let's see.
Cause the dad is gone.
But in real life, be like, get your ass up, get something to eat.
Get your ass up.
How you doing? Get your ass up.
I still can't believe we was dancing off that song.
Who
was
so
was.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know.
That song is not nice. He's doing very well, by the way. I did not know that.
Wow.
This is just a good time for me. This is what I call life.
Damn. Bro came in with no sympathy, too. He's like, what would you do? Get up off? He's like, shut your ass up.
Man.
Got time for you to walk.
They said you have to say the whole verse when you sing that song.
He was done. He didn't want to hear no more of shit.
This shit got personal.
All right, so Tanisha asks, what's the minimum food/gift value that would make you give up them draws? I.e. 10-piece wing.
Oh, me?
What? Just... It's very low.
Yeah, I don't need much.
Talking about something I want to do anyway.
Yeah, not much at all.
A smoothie.
If it's somebody I'm into.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You can give me a glass of water.
Right. How thoughtful.
What do you know?
This a 9 pH balance? Yeah, oh my God. Right.
Is this a mint? You gotta go cross arms. This is crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to get my panties, man.
Are so you I'm prude girl. Over here? You saving your old chastity belt over here?
You gotta get in the right like one. Cookies or something.
What's your plan for us biscuits. In your life?
There's definitely some biscuits.
There's gonna be some biscuits for cookies, man. That's how you
biscuits
get
for
panties,
biscuits?
Man.
That's a good trade off.
Biscuits yeah, for whatever. They gotta be good, too, though. You know, soft cookies, good biscuits.
Tony gonna hit him with a shy smile. This,
oh man, bills.
He's gonna do the whole little. Give me the panties come down. Man.
But I got to smash before I eat the biscuits because I'm gonna be sluggish and bloated.
You can do it while doing.
I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna smell them. I might take a bite and then be like, you know what? You earned this. You earned it.
Biscuits.
So maybe like some. Cookies or biscuits.
Food,
crispy edge pancakes to get your work too as well. That's it, but it's got to be food for me. Other than that, like, I don't need no no other kind.
That's
of
what
kids.
She was asking, though, right, food?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, she just said, it is food. Mm-hmm. Food slash gift.
Mm-hmm. 30 piece from Chick-fil-A. All the sauces, though.
All the sauces.
All the sauces.
How many they got?
Mm-hmm. They come up with a new one all the time.
Oh.
They had a spicy Polynesian that was pretty fire.
Oh, mm-hmm. That a Humble Hut?
Yeah, it's a Humble Hut.
Repping the kids.
I'm repping always now.
Repping the
Got
kids,
the jerseys coming,
man.
Everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Name names on the back in college?
This one's going to have it.
No.
Okay. Oh, I don't know if they're going to have it at the school.
Deion Sanders has their Instagram handles on the back of their jerseys.
That's genius.
That is.
So marketing.
Genius.
So genius.
No getting NIL. He's trying to get them kids that money.
Deion, I was like, you're changing
He's
everything.
Changing everything.
Yes. Yeah.
Everything. And the access of celebs he has coming and talking to them kids and everything. He gonna leave there in a couple years when his contract up and get a
you
even
from
bigger
Colorado?
Job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you mean, to the pros?
No. Or... He's gonna get a bigger, you know, bigger.
Does he want to coach
Is he
pros?
Winning like that?
Well, he did there. This
I know
his first
he's recruiting
year Colorado.
Crazy.
Yeah, he's gonna win enough, and he brings pack. So much attention and stuff to so much money.
Yeah,
and he was smart for going to the pack. It's trash.
It's
right?
It ain't even gonna be one no more,
and it won't be one anymore. Yeah. He's gonna be king of the pack soon enough.
It's done.
UCLA, there's three teams.
It's four teams. Left.
UCLA,
you think
USC,
about it,
somebody else is leaving.
You think about it. Every receiver or cornerback is like, I want to go learn
Hell
for
yeah.
sure.
Why not?
And he did special teams.
The only thing about learning from Deion is, like, you don't have the ability that Deion had. That'd be the only thing. Because Deion, when you really watch his, a lot of his techniques were shit. But he could make up for it because he was such a freak athlete. Yeah. He was so fast. He was so shifty. But if you watch his techniques online, he would beat off the line pretty much every time. Mm-hmm. But then he can make up for it.
Yeah. And on top of that, he conquered the media before a lot of people did.
Because he don't give a shit.
They had helmets on, and then Deion was like, nah, we still flashy with the helmet on.
This game with him and Jerry Rice, though, I watched that matchup like every now and then. It was play for play when they matched up against each other, and then each one getting the other one.
Even when Jerry got him, Deion was right there. He just missed it. Because Deion would go for picks, where most people like try to slap it down. He was like, I'm trying to get this.
And there's a height advantage, too, right? Mm-hmm. Wasn't there a height advantage, too?
Most of the time, it is.
But no, he was just that guy. The athleticism was crazy.
Football.
First football, maybe second football player with a music video.
Foosball.
Who was the first?
Well, what was the name?
Fridge.
Yeah.
Oh.
They had the whole Super Bowl shuffle. When you watch that video, it's so funny. They two
steps. Icky Woods after that.
That's the best video of all time.
That video is hilarious.
Icky had the first
Super Bowl
dance.
Shuffle. Mm-hmm. We knew the words of that one.
Everybody still, in Chicago?
What's the food minimum?
Oh, I said a mint.
No, over here.
You can bring me half a slice of cheesecake. Probably do the cheesecake and not even smash.
Half a slice?
Shit.
Excuse me. Remo. Man, bare minimum. Yeah. Peanut butter cookies.
Okay. I'm a fan. There you go. I'm in.
No Costco roasted chicken, $5.
No. Those are so clutch, man. $5? On them days, you ain't cook nothing.
Yeah. Not bad.
Oh, man.
And they won't change their prices. They stay at $5.
Right past Bonds, you go ahead and
I respect.
Well, you're getting less and less chicken. It's just.
I respect.
How much of this is 100% chicken?
You know, it's a bird.
It's
you know
more than
$5. Feed the family for $5.
Half a chicken, part of a pigeon.
As long as they seasoned it.
It's chicken delicious. With pigeon wings. They're about the same anyways.
My kids be eating too now. They be eating.
Yeah.
Oh, my oldest, I'll be like, damn, dude. Yeah. Granted, I understand, like, one, they're growing. Like, they both had growth spurts. And two, hell, they do a billion activities. Mm-hmm. Like, they literally get out of school, do their homework, and it's either MMA and basketball or MMA and soccer or like they have like 2-3 activities every day after school that they doing and then on top but they into it like they I don't have to push them no more I don't they practice on their own they play against each other highly competitive they doing better in school I'm like yeah my oldest one he wasn't here but I was talking about the struggles my oldest one had at school last year he don't have them no more now he is actually doing better than the younger one.
Oh, snap. Yeah.
The younger one is like...
Step your brain up, son.
Yeah, so it's like... But their confidence just with everything is just insane. Like, from all the sports. And now they have sports success, too. Yeah. And then the school. So, yeah, their confidence is just...
Are they both in MMA now?
Mm-hmm. They both start at the same time.
Oh, they...
So Kendrick is just now
other?
Starting soccer and basketball. But he's probably going to be better because he is practicing earlier. You know, he's younger. Against
harder competition.
Like, the one thing, the oldest kid is always guinea pig. Mm-hmm. Oldest kid is always going to be the first. So the little one coming behind, like, oh, okay, I can do this.
The younger one should always be a little better, bro. Because it's like, you had to get... Man, you don't get to play if you can't get your own rebound. You, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta.
So he's starting earlier. He's doing the tricks earlier. He's doing, like, they practice. They into soccer. Soccer has become their favorite thing versus it used to be basketball, baseball, soccer, MMA. Now it's soccer, basketball, baseball, MMA. So they're into soccer. Like, when I'm like, cool, do that. I'm like,
they get paid the most.
Good money in soccer.
Keep playing.
Did I hear James Harden got offered $900 million to go to Saudi Arabia?
What is going on? Why are they offering? Nobody wants to go.
Nobody wants to go. That never can't be real.
Is that like, for the basketball league?
$3 billion. Yeah, yeah. And everybody's like, no, probably. So it must be a shit show.
They're supposed to be starting a basketball league there, right?
They're trying to get people to come so bad, to pay somebody to come and play.
They got money over there. They got money to burn.
And not a soul wants to go. They turn down billions of dollars.
I'm like, I don't know what I got to do over there, but it's a lot of might.
I wonder what it is.
It's the laws. It's got to be the laws. Yeah. It's probably not safe. Over
certain spots, there's no liquor. You damn sure can't have weed.
I'm down. It's not a problem. I don't do neither.
Your wife has to stay covered.
Great.
Jordan no bacon.
No bacon for sure. No bacon. Yeah.
One year? Nah, it was like 1 year. If I was at 1 year, not no bacon. Meal. God, I'd probably be cutting off my tongue.
1 year, 50 mil, man. Sign me up.
I fly back for bacon, just fly right back.
They can smell it on
you. You can't leave for the full year.
Oh, then I'm there.
That's more than worth it.
For everybody to turn it down, I'm like, it has to be terrible.
It has to
be terrible.
It's got to be something we don't know about.
Yeah. And I'm not well versed enough to, know about Saudi Arabia.
It's a beautiful country.
But no one wants to go.
Are there women? I don't know.
There's women there.
Are there women?
Are there women allowed to be like, because, right, like, you're not. See, I don't know. I don't know if this is a stereotype or it's like the whole promiscuous thing, right? Yeah. Quote unquote. Because if you go over there and you can't have, like, you just can't smash, quote unquote, groupies, you know what I'm saying? Mm. That's a big turnoff for a lot of folks. Mm.
Nah, they got plenty of groupies you can smash.
That's what I'm wondering. I mean, I don't know. Because I know for a lot of women, right, it's looked down upon.
Oh, it may be
like
looked
that.
Down upon. Yeah. They may never get married again, but you get yours off.
I don't know all the... I just know the basic stereotypes and stuff like that in different places, so... I don't know.
The headliner better be funny. Oh, yeah, he is.
Huh?
I was reading that comment.
Oh, okay.
Somebody said they're coming to see me in Portland. They was like, the headliner better be funny because I'm opening for... Drew, yeah.
Drew's great.
Drew's hilarious.
You can Google Drew.
Drew Lynch.
YouTube.
Drew Lynch.
He's going to pop up dope. And he's going to make you laugh.
Pretty funny guy.
I missed the stutter.
Bitch.
Oh, he ain't not stuttering no more?
Nah, he got it. Like, he fixed it. Damn. That shit used to be so funny.
He was like, watching him. I said, yo.
I could not stop laughing when I first heard that joke.
That's the best well-timed stutter I've ever heard.
I worked with him in Richmond. I didn't know that he stuttered like that. Like, they were just like, Drew Lynch. I was like, I bet. I'll show up to work. And he was like,
so
I said, bitch.
Yeah. It was so, because he sounded like Porky Pig.
Yeah.
So that shit used to be hella funny.
Porky Pig be having me dying, man.
When he could sign his name.
When he changed the word. Yeah. When he just flipped it on you. Yeah. You know he about to say something else.
Not nice lady.
Yeah. Porky Pig be having me dead, man.
They said, okay, write it down. He was like. He stuttered on the right. He couldn't get it. That dude loves his shit.
Porky Pig, man. Stuttering Pig.
He was hella funny.
They really cooked that up. Like, we got Porky, he stutters.
Stuttering's funny.
He
we
got
on
the blazer. Eric.
And a bow tie. We had a dude named Eric that stuttered in middle school. And he got kicked out of class for cussing out the teacher, but it took him so long to do it that we couldn't stop laughing because she was like, Eric, you need to stop, whatever. He's like, what? Fuck you. She was already kicking him out by the time he about to go.
He couldn't get it out.
He was was like,
and somebody with stutters mean what they say, bro. They had plenty of time to change their mind. I don't know where.
So funny.
Plenty of time.
That one video they remixed, this viral, is this black dude. He was like, and then they add in a helicopter taking off from what he was saying. I was just like, man, y'all going to hell.
Have you seen the video of the husband who kept stuttering? The wife got sick of it. And she was like, what? He was stuttering, and they was like,
old black couple.
What happened?
He was trying to get her home or something, and
they was like, you don't shut your stuff. Something like that, man. I could not stop laughing.
I'd be feeling bad for cats, bro.
They're running right, start to the same.
Get out of here.
That sucks.
Where you at, Keon?
So this weekend, this airs. So tonight through Sunday, I will be at the House of Comedy in Phoenix, Arizona. Pull up to that August 31st through September 3rd. Then Portland, September 8th through the 10th. Pull up for that. And then September 21st through the 24th, Minnesota. House of Comedy. I'll be headlining that one. Pull up for that. And then Tacoma, September 29th. Through October 1st. Pull up to that. So I got Phoenix, Portland, Minnesota, Tacoma coming up. KeonPoli.com on everything, because pretty much for the rest of the year, every weekend I'll be somewhere. So I'm coming to a city. Detroit, you finally got on the books. I'm still working on Chicago, which I heard that's supposed to be happening in November, but I'm not sure. But yeah, every week, every month, I'm somewhere. So please pull up to those shows. San Diego set the bar high. I need y'all to top San Diego. Other than that, yeah, again, KeonPoli.com on everything, and that is it. I think that's it. All right.
Keon All-Stars got more episodes? What you got?
No, Keon All-Star Team Season 2 finale just aired, so make sure y'all check that out. Brutally honest, you guys keep eyes. We've just been so busy, we just haven't had time to go do it, but it will be coming back. We just gotta get time to do it.
Lake Flacid.
Remo Mills, where they find you at, man?
I got dates still coming in, so y'all check out the Instagram, Remo_MILLZ. I know I do a open mic once a month in Richmond at the spot called Heal Thyself. Heal Thyself.
Hill or Heal?
Sound like they got smoothies.
Heal. They do. Yeah. It's a nice little
juices.
Herbal spot.
Yeah. Right up my alley.
Yeah, so they do all the sea mosses and all kinds of stuff, man. Great little vibe
like,
in there.
Okay. I thought you meant weed juice. It's like an herbal juicery.
Oh, no. Nah.
So that sounds fire.
They do the legal stuff. Yeah, so definitely dope spot. If you're in the Richmond area, man, pull up on me, man.
Craig. We're at Craig Wayne's on everything. Mr. Toxic Dot Shop. New merch coming.
New merch?
Yeah, new merch
new
alert.
Merch alert.
New merch.
I will be in Chicago this weekend. Tony's hometown. September 2nd, I am with Shantae Waynes at the Den Theater.
Ooh.
And then the next day, Sunday night, I will be with Ronnie Ray.
Ronnie Ray.
The Lincoln Lodge? At the Lincoln Lodge.
At the Lincoln Lodge.
Doing a Hot 5 comedy show.
Yeah.
So I'll be in Chi-Town eating. Give me your food. I'm eating every single thing you guys recommend. I'm doing it.
You're no stranger to Chicago.
No, I'm not. I already got a list of spots that I'm ready to. And then I will see Todd Thomas out there on it. It's a good time, man. And then in Baltimore, I'm at the Port Comedy Club with Shantae Wayne, September 22nd and 24th.
Get your ticket.
Get your tickets.
Get your tickets
right now.
Yeah.
Don't wait.
Tony Baker.
Where you at, Tony?
I will be this weekend. You can catch us in Ball Brothers Tour, New Orleans, Phoenix, and Dallas this weekend.
How's your little tour going? Doing good?
It's been going fantastic. Yeah. New Orleans.
Are people coming out?
New Orleans, Phoenix, y'all are ashy. Mm-hmm. Pick up the pace. Especially you, Phoenix. You might be the ashiest one. Cleveland step up in the last minute. But Dallas is probably going to sell out. But New Orleans and Phoenix, get your tickets. Last three domestic dates for the Ball Brothers Tour. So get your tickets. And then we'll be overseas in October, London, Paris, and Berlin. Next, Tony Bacon Friends, if you are in the L.A. area, will be September 25th, Monday. Get your tickets early. Get your tickets early, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to anybody that came last night. It was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
And check out Verbal Cardio. New episodes drop every Wednesday. Stick around. About to record another episode right now. But if you listen to this later on, then negate all of that. But anyway, but yeah, y'all. Ball Brothers Tour this weekend, the final domestic weekend. Get your tickets. And shout out to the Chatsworth. Appreciate y'all for rocking with us. Great questions, by the way. And we love y'all, man. And we out.
We out.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.